Pull up a chair and buckle up. It's the Original Strength Podcast. Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to the Original Strength Podcast. I have got just a wonderful man on the show today. Mike Moran is a personal trainer and a great friend out of Tucson, Arizona. And Mike is just the kind of guy that you just can't help but want to be around because he's the kind of guy that you just want to be like when you grow up. This is a wonderful conversation between two friends about training and all things training. Anyway, thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. Tell me your story. Tell me about how you got into training, you know, what you're doing with OS, what you're doing with your clients. You even got your gym to do OS classes.
Yes. Yeah.
So you've been very influential there.
It's the culture there. It's a thing. And everybody knows like the power lifters, when they get too stiff, Danny sends them to the OS classes. Now, some of them take it regularly or at least semi-regularly, you know, seriously, or they'll come and learn it. And then I see them doing it in their warmups on their own, which is awesome. It's awesome to see them doing it. And then it's just become part of the culture at Tucson Strength, where like that's a thing we have is the Original Strength class. And you know, everybody, people that like it, they come regularly and they love it. They tell all their friends. It's pretty fun.
So, okay, well, how did you get started with training? Let's start there. What's your story?
The really long story. Let's do the semi-truncated story.
All right. The super exciting, riveting story that's going to captivate everyone.
Captivate everybody. So I was, let me see, what year was this? I was close to 30. I was in really bad shape. Most people, like when I tell them this part of the story, they're like, what? So I walk around about 194 right now at a height of about 5'11". I used to walk around at about 294 at a height.
What?
Of 5'11". Yeah. So that's the part a lot of people don't know. I had really let myself go. And I was a smoker and I probably drank a little too much beer. I still enjoy beer, but at that time I drank beer every day or an excessive amount every day. And I wasn't watching when I was eating and I wasn't doing anything. I sat all day and like I was a couch potato. In high school, I had been athletic. Junior high and high school, I played football. I had done judo. I used to skateboard. And then I got into just being lazy. And I worked a job that was on a computer all day and I didn't do anything. And my brother sends me a message one day. He's like, hey, my father-in-law is going to start teaching karate at the church. He said you could come if you wanted to. I was like, oh, that sounds great. I had always kind of wanted to learn it. I had done judo and I had always like, you know, growing up watching martial arts movies, Bruce Lee, Jean-Claude Van Damme, all that stuff. I was like, oh, that'd be so much fun. So I went and I loved it. It was exhausting and I'm going to say terrible. Like I thought I was going to die. But it woke up something inside that told me that you need to do this. You need to move. Like it was something. And then that I kept going and I started to want to figure out how to be better at it. And I knew one of the things I had to do was get in better shape. So I started looking into getting in better shape. And I went via the way of the internet and kind of looking into martial arts. And that led me to a martial arts forum. And then some of those guys talked about kettlebells. So I learned about kettlebells and I loved the kettlebell. And I went and got lessons from Danny, the owner of Tucson Strength here in town. At the time he had just opened and he was the only like certified at the time. RKC was before Strong First existed. It was all RKC instructors. I learned from him. And then I heard about this other guy named Jeff Newbert and I started following his kettlebell stuff. I think you know that guy.
I do. I'm kind of familiar with him.
And then there was the, for me, like it was like when the parents broke up, there was a big RKC-SF split, which was weird. But a lot of the people that I was following, they all went to the SF G side, strong first side. So I stayed on their forum mostly. I still would check out Dragon Door's forum, but since most of the people, Pavel, Jeff, Dan, John, a lot of those guys went to Strong First. I went over there, and on the Strong First message board, a bunch of dudes were talking about the Original Strength book, the very first one. And that's how I was introduced to Original Strength. Now, along that journey, I learned the kettlebell. I went from Kyokushin Kai Karate that my father-in-law was teaching, and it was one day a week, and I really enjoyed it. And he wanted to do more, but he was working a full-time job, and there were limitations. So I sought out another instructor, and I found an instructor that taught a similar style, so I didn't feel totally uncomfortable. And I trained with him, and trained with him for over 10 years, and got a third degree black belt under him in Enshin Karate. And that was a ton of fun. I learned so much from there, and I will always remember that. In this past year, I switched styles again. I've gone to the ground, and I took up Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu this year.
Wow.
But part of the whole thing was just learning how to move better, and the martial arts led me to the kettlebell led me to OS, and I felt like when I got to Original Strength, that was like this piece that I was missing. I was looking for that piece, and then I found that piece, and boy, did I use that little piece to wedge into everything. Like I love OS. I use it with all of my clients. I use it in my own training. Anybody that asks me about training, that's where I point them to start. Especially if they're completely unfamiliar with any kind of training.
So, with your karate training, did you learn how to strike first and strike hard?
Like Cobra Kai,
Cobra
it's
Kai.
funny. My sensei that I trained in under Enshin, he's kind of a mix of Miyagi and Kreese.
Oh,
He
okay.
he's kind of a mix of that, because there'd be times where he'd be really like cool and wise like Miyagi, and then there'd be other times where he was just like, it was kind of scary. But he did that on purpose. That was part of his way of training you to function under pressure. It's a harder style than like what you would see in Cobra Kai of Miyagi-Do. Daniel's the Miyagi and Daniel style is very soft and very fluid and very pretty. I would say Enshin is probably closer to the Cobra Kai style, but it's a legitimate Japanese style. It's a mix of Kyokushin Kai, which is like the strongest, always been billed as the strongest karate. It's a full contact, really tough style that Masayama founded. And Enshin was founded by a student of his named Jokunen Nomiya, and he incorporated a bunch more footwork and judo type throws to make it more circular. Enshin means heart of the circle, and he meant
Okay.
it in more in not only the way they move, but in the way you treat others and respect life. And like life is a big circle, we're giving and taking and giving back. And that was really cool. He actually just got, I saw Black Belt Magazine named him Person of the Year, Jokunen
Really?
Nomiya, founder of Enshin Karate. Yeah, for 2020. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So you said that you were looking for this piece and you found OS and it was the piece and that you put it into everything. But
Yeah.
what is the piece though? Like, what was it
It was
that?
like the basic movement, the basic building block. I think I had spent so many years sitting. As I gotta be honest, when I first went to karate, it was way harder than I thought it was gonna be. Like, I mean, it was tough. And you can easily, I feel like, overpower yourself and not know that you're hurting yourself. And I mean, the day I read the OS book, the very first one, I got out on Kindle. It was like $9.99. This was in 2012, somewhere around there. And I got it, and I was like, okay, so I do these movements like we did when we were little kids, and it's supposed to work. All right, well, I'll try this. I mean, my whole thing was like, if Jeff wrote this, it has to be good. I didn't know much about you at the time. I mean, I had seen your picture and knew you were RKC and in Strong First, but Jeff
Listen.
was writing all the articles on kettlebells and double kettlebells, and so that's how I got introduced.
I didn't even know much about me back then either, so it's fine. It's fine.
So And I did it, and I was pretty like blown away by how quickly it started working. Like I could feel my center like getting stronger, and I could feel like the tension disappearing from the stiff spots because the center was stronger and the energy was transferring. Like I immediately, when I started doing a lot of rolling, my roundhouse, Mawashigiri in Japanese karate, my round kicks got more powerful, more fluid, faster, snappier. Like it just felt, everything started to feel easier. And then I started loading up on the backwards crawling. And then you guys made these videos on chain crawling. And I was like, well, I gotta do that. So then I got a harness and I got some chains. And I was like, all right. And I'm pretty sure at the time my neighbors thought I was nuts because I used to
It's
train in my
okay.
front yard. I know you know because I've heard some of the stories about your
Oh,
training. So
I know all
yeah.
about being the crazy guy in the neighborhood.
We had this was at our older house, and we had this really long driveway. It was probably about 100 feet because it went to the guest house in the back. And that's where my mother-in-law lived in the guest house, and it was gravel. It was dirt and gravel. So I used to wear like Ace Hardware car repair gloves that were rubber on the bottom and then like neoprene on top, so there was some breathing. And I had the Brookfield chain, and I would crawl forward and backwards and march and sprint with that thing. And one time, and I had a fence, but one time I'm doing that, and this guy stops and he gets out of his car. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just crawling around with the chain. He's like, well, why are you doing that? And I was like, oh, because I do martial arts, this makes you really strong. He saw, boy, that's some crazy stuff. And then he just drove off.
I've had a very similar story to that, even to the words the guy said.
Yeah, it was really, really random. And he just like shook his head and got in his car and drove off like he'd never seen anything like that.
I kid you not. I was dragging a chain, crawling with a chain across a field, and it was like 90, it had to be 98 degrees that day. And North Carolina is just nasty humid.
Sticky. Yeah,
Yeah,
you guys get sticky there.
I was glistening pretty good. And this old, I was finishing up, and I was walking back from the field, and I was at my studio. There was a parking lot there, and I'm dragging the chain back to the door, and this old man's out there working on an air conditioning unit. He goes, "Boy, are you married?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Well, son, you don't need to be doing all that then." And I just laughed. I mean, that was funny to me. Still funny to me.
That's a great, I like that story. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, I occasionally, even though original strength is part of the culture, still some of the people look at, I train a lot with one of the other trainers, and he was one of the first guys when I brought OS to the gym. He bought in right away. Really cool guy. He was a power lifter. He had gotten very stiff. And I showed him the ways of original strength, and he's like, this stuff is amazing. And so him and I will do loaded chain crawling in the gym, and people look at us like, what are these goofballs doing?
You know what? That's tough, but it, at the same time, it also feels good, and
Yeah.
it does tie you together so well.
Well, and once I've had a few of the other lifters, they're like, oh, let me try that. And they'll get down there and they're like, this is terrible. You guys do this for fun? And we're like, yeah. It's just like, what is wrong with you guys?
So wait though, so you found that piece and you plugged it in to your life and you saw how it helped your martial arts and stuff. What led you? How did you become a trainer? Like, when did that
Oh,
happen?
okay. Yeah. So that was kind of all in the mix of this happening. Once I met Danny and took kettlebell lessons and saw what a neat gym Tucson Strength was, I was like, man, I'd love to do this. That kind of planted the seed. A few years later, I think as I got more experience under my belt, my sensei was having me like teach the younger kids karate. So I started like learning how to teach, and I started to really like find myself being fulfilled by teaching others. And I decided that I wanted to become a trainer. Like, I thought that's what I want to do. And I started coaching some people on the side on some kettlebell stuff when I got more comfortable with it. Like my friends would ask me, and I had a couple friends that were lifters, and I'd go to their gym. Some of them trained at CrossFit gym, some of them trained at whatever, and they'd have kettlebells, and I would start goofing around with the kettlebells. So then people would go, oh, show me how to do that. Because at a lot of gyms, they don't have people that know what to do with kettlebells. And so they just sit in a corner collecting dust. Or you see people doing exercises that may or may not be the most best use of the kettlebell, you know?
Right.
And you see somebody that really knows how to use a kettlebell, it makes your head turn. You're like, what is that guy doing? And so that led me, and, you know, I had mentioned it to my wife, and she said, well, you should do that. Like figure out a plan. And I was working an IT job. And so here's what happened. I was working an IT job for a medical office, doctor's office, and one of the doctors was leaving, like one of the senior partners. And since he left, we had to cash out our 401k, some investment plan. We had to cash it out and roll it into something else. And I had been eyeballing taking the Strong First kettlebell exam and also coming to see some really cool people in North Carolina about something called Original Strength. And so I cashed that out and I signed up originally for a Strong First exam that was going to be in California. And Danny was coaching me for that. And then I get word that they're actually going to do a Strong First certification in Tucson. So the people at Strong First were really cool and they moved my cert to Tucson, which saved me travel and gave me like 6 extra months to train, which was awesome. And I had this extra airfare. So then I took the money I had left and I bought some plane tickets to go to North Carolina. And that's when I first met you for the first Original Strength weekend that I did there. And doing all that, training with Danny, he had an opening that summer 2016. I think I trained with you in 2015, and then I took my Strong First cert in early 2016. And then I think May 2016, Danny had an opening for a trainer, and he actually had two people apply that he really liked, me and another coach that's at Tucson Strength, Steve. You remember Steve with the crazy socks?
Yes.
Yeah. So he hired us both on the same day, and he said, I'm going to bring Steve on full time because he's already a trainer, been experienced. I'm going to bring you in part time and kind of take you under my wing and show you the ways since you still have a full time job. And so that's why for a while I did part time. I'd work on the weekends. Slowly, I started working more and more at the gym and less at the office, till finally one day I told him at the office, like, you know, I love you guys. It's been a good time, but I'm out of here. Like I've found my passion, and they were cool with it the whole time. Like, you know, they understood
so
that it wasn't anything.
You used your retirement
sort of to
attend an Original Strength workshop.
Part of it. I took half as a cash out for that. And the other half went into an IRA.
So I did not know that.
Well, we had to do something with it, and it ended up being like that. I wouldn't have been able to swing that, all of that in that span of 6 months. I wouldn't have been able to swing all of that had that not happened. It was one of those weird things. I think you and I have talked about that. Sometimes if you listen, that little voice will guide you. And it was telling me, jump on this now. This is your chance to do it. And,
wow.
You know, and then, I mean, when I met you guys, I just had a feeling from your books and from your videos that was going to be an experience. And it was that weekend changed my life. I met you and Danielle and Dr. Mike and everybody there. It was so cool. And I learned a lot. I made a lot of cool friends and connected with the OS community, and wanted to share that with everybody. And so that's why I preach the OS everywhere I go.
And well, you've also done something that a lot of people haven't done. You created a new class at Tucson Strength just for Original Strength.
Yeah. So when Danny hired me, he really didn't have a spot for me. You know, I would help assist the kettlebell classes and do some other stuff. And I think he knew from the beginning that's what he wanted to do. He had a grand plan, but he couldn't just throw it on the schedule. And we had another trainer that was teaching like a joint mobility class. And he decided, he's like, why don't we take that and you turn it into Original Strength? And he basically let me steer the whole ship. He's like, we'll give it a trial. He's like, we'll do 6 weeks. And if it catches on, we'll keep it. And if not, you know, we'll find something else. And so I put together something and started teaching it, and it's never stopped. And we do, right now we're doing, I teach in person, indoors. People are wearing masks, you know, because we're in the middle of the pandemic. And then we also, I have a Zoom option. People can do it from home simultaneously. And I've got some dedicated Zoomers and they love it because they can get their OS fixed from home. And then the people at the gym love it because they're getting it there too. And over the years, it's just like slowly as I figure out more things or as I steal more good movements from your videos, I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. I actually saw one, not from you, from somebody else on Instagram. And I was like, ooh, I'm totally stealing that.
So what kind of stories or changes have you seen in the class with the people that you're teaching?
I mean, mostly just the craziest thing is to see people come in really, really, really stiff and then watch them be done at the end of class and be like, man, I feel so good. And like, they move so good. They can squat really low. They can touch their toes. You know, I've had some people come in that were scared to get on the floor. And by the end of class, they didn't realize they got up and down a bunch of times. They're like, oh, I didn't even notice. And it's just breaking down those simple movements and getting them to focus on those little pieces that we don't always do, and working on some breathing and some vestibular activation, some rolling, some rocking, a little bit of crawling, throw in some loaded carries for fun. And sometimes we play some games or do some skips. They don't like the skips a lot, but I make them do the skips. Get some sweaty.
I was going to ask you, why don't they like skipping? They don't like laughing and giggling, or?
Yeah, I think some of them are like, oh, this is tough. And every once in a while, I'll have somebody that does fine the whole class and we get to the skipping and all of a sudden they're doing ipsilateral skips. I'm like, whoa, what just happened?
More crawling.
Yeah.
It works itself out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like to play around with stuff. You had posted the video a week or so ago about the crawls with the kettlebells, and I forgot about those for a while. So I brought them back into the class and they're like, these are terrible. I was like, aha, it's good for you.
It is good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we don't have enough chains and harnesses to make everybody do that. So, but we have tons of kettlebells.
You know, it's not always convenient to look for chains, to buy chains, or to try to store chains and to carry mm-hmm. chains around. Kettlebells have a handle. That's just,
yeah.
It's just
take
easy.
Them anywhere. Yeah. I really like the backwards crawl, dragging a heavy kettlebell. I really like that one because I feel like not only are you getting all the benefits of the backward leopard or Spider-Man crawl, but then when you go to grab that kettlebell, you're almost doing like a bird dog for a second on a hand and foot. And then you have to pull and your back's having to work. And it's a lot of fun. It
is, because like when you do that pull like you're talking about, though, when you reach, your lats have stretch. And as soon as you start to pull, you feel your lat contract. Mm-hmm. But the hand that you're posting on, you feel that start to push. So it's like you're pushing and pulling at the same time.
Yeah, I love it.
And it feels so good, like reflexively in the torso. Like, you know, things are turning on, but there's also a good feeling about it, too.
Even when it's like the eighth round and you're going, why did I do this to myself?
Yeah. So the cool thing about that, though, is like if you ever want to crawl, and I'm sure you know this, but when you crawl for time, when you're doing it that way, time flies by. Mm-hmm. Like when you're pulling the kettlebell or you're pulling a chain or whatever, when you have that task to do inside of the time frame.
Yeah, it makes it
you don't think about the clock.
Right. I don't even look at the clock, honestly. I just focus on the job. That's something that I learned from you and then our buddy, Mr. John Brookfield, who is the kindest, gentlest guy I've ever met in my whole life, just about.
He is definitely a gentle giant, for sure.
Yeah. He was so cool. When I went to the OS weekend, he was there because he was teaching the barrels class. And I just talked to him and he was talking about all his feats of strength and whatnot. And right in front of me, he took a penny and folded it into a taco. And I was like,
oh, really?
Gosh, I was like, that's insane. He was feeling extra saucy that afternoon, I guess.
Man, he's amazing. If anybody knows how to push human limits, it's John, for sure.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cool information too, especially for his grip manuals and stuff. I've read through those, done some of those drills. That's good stuff.
So what's next for you? What's on the horizon?
I don't know. That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out. I'm It's been a year. I think all of us that are in the gym business and trainers, it's been quite a transitionary year. I mean, I lost half my client base instantly last March, maybe even more than that. I have a few clients I do remotely. I have some clients that still come in the gym. That's been a struggle, and I'm trying to figure out ways to make that better. And then keeping myself strong and working on things. I just did another cycle at Kettlebell Strong. Just did our test day today and doubled our reps. So that was a success. That program always works though. If you follow that program, it works.
Yeah, Jeff's brilliant.
That program, that's my all-time favorite kettlebell strength program. If I want to work on strength, that's the program to do. That's the program that helped me pass SFG easily. Like the SFG press test was nothing after doing kettlebell strong because I had been doing it all with doubles, and the press test at SFG was with the single bell. I don't know. I want to, get better, learn more in jiu-jitsu. That's also been tough with this whole thing going on. And just teach people more as much as I can, and show them that you were not meant to be broken, and
Right on.
that it's okay if you have a desk job, but let's get up and move around and give them some strategies to be more fill them with vitality during their day, because this has been the year of sitting. I feel like probably people have sat more than ever before with this.
So let me ask you this, like you are. Because I've seen you, I've been around you, but I've also seen your work. You're a great trainer.
Well, thanks. And that means a lot coming from you, like a
And
lot.
well, no, you, like I said, when I grow up, I want to be like Mike Moran. But now you're in the Zoom world. So if somebody's listening to this and they live in, I don't know, Baltimore and they want to train with you, is that possible?
I believe so. Yeah.
So
Why not?
how could somebody work with you if they wanted to move better, to not be broken and to have more vitality in their life? Is there a way, like how could they contact you to start working with you?
Well, they can look for me on the Original Strength site under instructors, and my email. I think my phone number's on there too. Both of those are on there, I believe.
Okay. I
Yeah.
didn't know if you had another way. I can definitely put that in the notes. I can actually put your instructor link on in the notes.
Boom.
So
Let's do
yeah.
that.
I didn't know
That's
if you had
perfect.
another portal, but that will work for sure.
No, I and Alex and I, Alex Salkin and I talked about, he's like, you should really get a page up, and I have sort of a placeholder blog page. I need to get in there and actually like do some work, maybe
So
brand it out a little bit.
if Alex Salkin tells you that, that should tell you something.
Hey,
He he's kind of a smart guy.
he's one of my other all-time favorite inspirational dudes, and just a fun guy to hang out with. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's really been good catching up, but it's also been good hearing your story.
Well, thanks, Tim. It was an honor to be on here. Like I said, I mean, you were when I got in, I didn't know, I've came in because of Strong First and Pavel, RKC and Pavel, and then I found Jeff, and then I found you and Alex and the Cavadlo brothers and a lot of cool people that have taught me just so many ways to get strong, inspire people, feel good. I feel like all of you helped me change my life, and I want to pay that forward for everybody else.
Guys, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Moran, the master trainer, because he's the master student. Mike, thanks again for being on the show. Guys, if you want to train with Mike, I will put the links, his link into the notes of the section. Check him out. And thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend.